So, I spent pretty much my whole life living in shame and fear. And it contributed to a lot of problems. I hated myself. Growing up, I realized that would have these moments of realization that I wasn't gay, but I wasn't straight. And I was very confused, and I didn't know that there was another option, that there were other options. I thought it was one or the other, that life was black and white, and that you were male or female. And until finally into my 30s, I realized that I wasn't, that I fit into that middle ground. I spent many years hating myself and wanting to die and almost killing myself many times. But when I finally realized that there was middle ground, that I fit there, that I didn't have to live in the shame, that I could own who I was fully, and that it didn't change anything, I stepped into that with my sexuality, and as I did that, more things from my past came out. I've realized that I wasn't male as everybody said I was, but I also wasn't female, that there's more than just the gender binary of male and female, and that I was fluid, gender fluid. And as I've owned that, even more life has opened up to me. And that's, while I don't have to stand up and shout, feel that I have to shout everything out, just owning it for myself and stepping into that is so healing, but terrifying at the same time. Living in Salt Lake City, Utah, where it's very Christian, very Mormon, very binary, and a lot of people that aren't very friendly towards some of these open ideas, it gets scary always being stared at walking down the street, getting called at, getting harassed, fearing for my safety, but holding strong to who I am. Something that it's hard to do sometimes when you're facing opposition, when you lose the friends and family for not only being who you are, but standing up for others. Standing up, I spent years and years standing up for other oppressed communities and standing up against racism and bigotry, and that doesn't make you friends. And when you don't shout it out, and when it's just you doing it on your own, one-on-one, you don't get the awards. And I don't do it for the awards. I do it because it should be done. But it leads to a lonely life, and doing it that way, it gets hard when you don't have a support system. But finding that strength, that inner strength, and saying, I'm done with the shame. Growing up in a religious community, especially a Mormon one, there's a lot of shame placed on you. And bit by bit, day by day, owning who I am is what helps reduce that shame. Talking about it to others. Saying, if I want to be a whore, I can be a whore. But owning it. Owning that. Owning my choices and saying, this is who I am. This is what I choose. I choose to own myself. I choose this. I don't choose. I can't choose my sexuality. I can't choose who it is that I'm attracted to. But I can choose to happily stand up and proudly stand up and say, this is who I love. And I may not be monogamous, and that's okay. I can love many people. And all it is just, it's just about love. And owning that, even if it's on my own, I can walk down the street with my head up, happy to be who it is that I am, despite what anybody else says and despite what comes my way. And that right there has made the difference in my life and made it so that I continue to live and continue to move forward being who it is that I am. That is the way I resist. That is the way I protest, by being myself proud and not giving into the shame. And that right there is what life is worth. Scared, walking down the street, but proud, and finding that inner strength to do so. Because I can finally look at myself in the mirror and say that I love myself and who I am, all aspects, even though I don't fit into the box of anyone else. That is what love, and that is what pride is about, and that is what fighting shame is about. Thank you.